Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. May I have a motion to continue the meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is Friday, April 3rd, 20.
To unmute yourself, press star 6.
It's Friday, April 3rd, 2020. It's a continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting. With that, we will start. With that, we will start with the department heads, and then I'm going to turn it over to the emergency manager, Mr. Hagler. Mr. Bowden, I know you've been in budget meetings all day, but what did you, any occurrences?
We're still looking for more masks and more PPEs. I think we might have found some more, so we ordered some today, and hopefully we'll get them in within a week. We hope, but it just depends on everything else. Had a few problems with surfers. Had a few problems with some surfers yesterday. My guy did a good job of getting them off the beach and trying to explain to them that they're not supposed to be on the beach. So hopefully that will get remedied soon. Just looking at some other stuff. We ended up contacting ServPro to try to get, in case one of our buildings gets contaminated, a cleaning company to come in and clean. And this would be for the whole town. I forwarded it to Mandy so she could pass it out to the whole town. It seems pretty reasonable, and it supposedly will get rid of the COVID-19. And also we're looking at talking to some motel owners or other rental companies in case one of the emergency personnel gets sick to potentially put them up and away from their families for 2 weeks so they don't get anybody else sick. So obviously we'd have to have your blessing to do that, but that's something we're looking into. So I think that's about it.
That's a good plan, Chief. Any questions from Council for Chief Bowden?
Mark, have you taken any consideration of, let's say, for example, one of our officers' family gets sick and he doesn't want to go back into it? Are you letting them stay stationed? You know?
We have not considered that yet. We were just in the mode of if they get sick, that they don't take it home with their family.
But you sure don't want to send them, if they're healthy, back into it.
Right. We can definitely look at it. I don't mind them staying at the office. It would get kind of, depending on what shift they're on,
what shift
it would be very difficult for them to sleep during the day or nighttime at the PD. So, but we would definitely make arrangements for them if they needed to, somehow or another.
Okay. Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
Chief Kennedy.
We had two conference calls today. The first one was with Stephen Steele. He's our county emergency manager, and it was regarding PPE. And basically, the word was passed around that the stockpile is now 100% depleted, and basically our requests are no longer there. So his exact words were, you're all on your own at this point, so do what you can to procure your required medical supplies. So I met with Chief Bowden. And I believe we got 2,000 masks on the way. Hopefully, we hope that this potential supplier can get these masks in. So what did we do in regards to that? For our department, I scaled back our response to having only one responder actually make patient contact. So if any medical call comes out, the captain can decide who is at the particular time or the type of call who should respond. And they're going to respond in the squad truck. And that seems to be like where the entire county is moving at this point, not just the beach towns, but fire departments and police departments as well. So like I said, last meeting, I can continue to see that things are just going to get tighter and tighter, depending on how severe this gets and mostly related to how much medical supplies we have left. At this time, we have 5 surgical masks left, so we can use N95 masks to put on the patients, but we still need to conserve those as well. I believe we're around 50, we have right around 50 masks left. So, you know, if we split that up half and half, we could have one first responder show up to roughly 27 more medical calls before we are completely out of PPE. Hopefully this vendor comes through and we can replenish our supplies, but everybody's under the same boat, the hospital especially, and then the paramedics as well. So what the county is working on is they put together a task force, and it's going to come out as early as Monday. And the guidance was to not throw away any PPE, whether it's contaminated or not. And they're going to basically formulate a game plan for us to use the gear, bring it back to the station or a designated location, have a team come out or educate us on how to disinfect and decon the particular gear, and then reuse that should it get to that particular point, which they think it's going to. So that'll be out Monday, and that's countywide as well. Police, fire, EMS, hospitals, everyone's going to be doing that. That was basically it on that call. Then we have a New Hanover County Task Force team, which is police, fire, and EMS, which they kind of, everyone talks about their operational changes. Everyone's on board with the temperature checks. Currently, we have the ear checks, what we use on patients, and we've been using that for the past few days. New Hanover County has a few extras. I believe they're sending a couple of those out to Paul Hubbard, so we should be able to get the infrared ones prior to the ones that Mandy ordered. Do you have a time on those?
This week sometime.
So whenever. So as soon as
it's here, they're yours.
Yep. So as soon as those come in, so it seems like the temperature checks, most people are doing 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and we'll continue to monitor that way. I believe that's all I have. The beach, they kicked off 2 people today. It was a mom and a kid. She was from Raleigh and said that she didn't get it.
Okay.
Any questions?
No questions. Thank you, Chief.
Stay safe.
Department Head Miesmer.
Nothing for public works today.
Okay. Department Head Nikki.
No updates.
Department Head John.
Pursuant to what you guys asked us to do as far as short-term rentals, the police department has gone out and recorded license plates on various rentals throughout the town. And I've sent emails to every single rental agency that operates in town, and so they all know that we're now checking on this stuff. Got pretty good compliance from everyone so far.
Excellent.
Thank you, John. Good work. Department Head Arlen.
Just have an update on the executive order that was put out by the governor about utilities and disconnections and charging late fees. So we will need to put out a notification that needs to be treated as like an emergency notification to all customers, and we can do that in the manner we normally do, so via email. So I'll work with Mandy on what the wording needs to be, but it has to be, you know, specified about there's no disconnection, the time frame, the late fee. So all the things in the order, and then we need to report that to the Public Utilities Commission, in addition to weekly reporting to them about this, you know, who we didn't disconnect, or not numbers in regard to we should have disconnected, you know, X number of accounts, but we did not. And also information about the late fees that were forgiven, basically, so, and a few other things, but it's weekly recording, reporting.
Okay, you don't need anything from council, right? You just
no, it'll just be to get
tell us an action you have to do by the Public Utilities Commission. Good.
Okay, any other questions for Arlen? No. Thank you. Department Head Mandy.
The other thing was just update again on the thermometers. They should be here anytime this upcoming week. So as soon as they're here, we'll get it distributed to Public Works and Fire Department. The police will have their own, and then we'll have one here at Town Hall. So as soon as they're in, we'll do that. I don't think we have anything else, and that's it.
Okay. Questions? Thank you, Mandy. Okay, at this point in time, I'm going to turn the meeting over to David, Commissioner David Hagler, the emergency manager.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So first thing for personal people, if you have a smartphone, if you go in the health app, if you have an Apple phone or if you have a Google phone, there's somewhere where you could track your temperature if you start taking it. I encourage you to take it just like everyone else is every day, just so you can pay attention to it. It's one action you can take that might make you feel better, and you can look over time and see how healthy you are. So as of this morning at 9 a.m., the state put out information. There's 2,081 cases in the state of North Carolina, 19 deaths. The deaths, just like we've heard on every channel, proportionally fall into the 65 and plus. So basically, there's been one death in the age group of 25 to 49. One death in the age group 50 to 64, and then all the rest of the deaths are in 65 and older, at least in North Carolina. Realize that's a very small data set. And then by gender, just like you may have heard, the deaths tend to be two-thirds male, one-third female. So I don't know what to tell you from the data, but that's what the data is, just so you know. Kind of across the state of North Carolina, and the hospitals do not really release details, but there are 259 patients admitted across the state of North Carolina in hospitals. They're spread across the state. There are 8 in our region as of yesterday afternoon, so I'm sure that's went up today. Once you start on an exponential curve, it goes exponentially. Kind of just like the fire chief pointed out, PPE is a big issue nationwide. The strategic stockpile has basically been used up at this point, and then it's getting down to the state level. We have multiple requests across the state, 432 different requests from different entities asking the state emergency management for N95 masks, which is what Chief Kennedy talked about is the recommended mask for dealing with this issue, and 357 requests. So that would be an entity request and up through their county emergency management to the state level that are not being satisfied. There's a bunch of other as well, but those are the two to really talk about at this point. One of the other issues that I just wanted to point out, food, water, and sheltering is becoming a concern. Three counties across the state, and I do not know the counties, so sorry, I can't tell you that, have had school nutrition workers test positive, and some school districts are at risk of stopping nutrition services. That is a huge concern in the impoverished community because a significant number of children get their meals through the food service, so they're trying to work through how they're going to do that. On a good note, there's been 2,000 individuals that have registered across the state to be medical volunteers. Of these, 781 have completed vetting and have been assigned, so somewhere across the state, and 1,191 are currently being vetted and then will be assigned. So people are starting to step up for healthcare or medical volunteers. Kind of that's the biggest issue. Over 400 flights from North Carolina have been canceled, most being in Charlotte. Four rail lines have been canceled until further notice that serve between Raleigh and Charlotte. And there's no hazmat or energy issues or concerns at this time. I think that's the biggest issue from there. So that's kind of the statewide update. From the county, I think Chief Kennedy did a good job of letting council and the team know where we are with at the county level. At the city level, we haven't taken any actions, and there are no more actions to recommend at this time. All public buildings are closed to the public, appointment only. A number of our employees are working from home when they can. Fire Public Works and police are taking precautions in interacting with the public, and all of those buildings are closed to the public as well. Chief Kennedy talked about the extra precautions that are being taken for our medical response. He has basically suspended volunteers coming to the fire department unless there's a second call, and they have already implemented taking temperatures for anyone that's in. At this time, no employees have reported any impact with COVID-19. We have one volunteer that has not been in town but had an interaction and is self-quarantining at home that did not come after the interaction to the fire department. So that's kind of where we are right now. Moving forward, for our citizens that are online, obviously this continues to get more serious. The county, we expect to take more actions over the coming days as far as what's going on. The mayor and I were in a conference call yesterday with all the other towns or cities and the county. And we will continue to stay in line with them on actions we take. The beach strand has been an issue. We have a standard email response. If you send an email to staff on the beach strand, I recognize that the citizens to the north see people on the beach north of Alabama Avenue. That's because Carolina Beach has taken a different tact in how they're restricting their beaches. Basically, they've closed the parking areas and public beach accesses, but they have not closed the beach strand. While my recommendation to our council is obviously more stringent than that, recognize that that's their authority, not ours. So if you look to the north, and the easy divider is the pipe that goes out in the ocean, people on the beach there are allowed to be there. But within the boundaries of Kerry Beach, they are not. And my recommendation to the council is we continue that restriction. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. We are continuing that restriction, and the county is looking at further activities. I would tell you, if you have a boat, there will be information coming out shortly on boat ramps and marinas with some degree of detail as to the impacts, when, and whom. Do any of the commissioners have any other comments? If not, we're going to open for questions.
No.
Comments?
No.
Okay, Mandy, how many people online?
31.
I recommend we continue Monday at 5 o'clock.
I'm sorry?
I recommend we continue this Monday at 5 o'clock.
We can do that, but first we're going to take questions, John.
Okay.
Any questions from our citizens? Name and address, and ask your question. Hi, David. How you doing?
I'm fine. Living down the beach side, obviously, we never sit on the beach. And last night, there must have been a surfing tournament or something, because there was a considerable number of surfers on our side of the town line. Even after the person on the four-wheeler went down to the end, enjoyed the surfing for probably another half an hour before eventually they kick off the beach. They do not come on the beach from Carolina, they come on the beach from Kerry Beach Village after tournament. And it seems like we're the place where if you want to surf, come on down, because they will fit the place very much. And you can have a good hour before they don't say anything. The bridges about this, we need more than just a slap on the hand. I think at this point, you don't want our staff to be exposed to people unnecessarily either. And I think they have enough to do without worrying about the beach. At this point, I think they should be in general time.
Thank you, sir. So, I don't know if you heard the police chief's update at the very beginning, but the police did talk to some surfers yesterday, and we will continue to work on getting the word out.
The Mandy, if we could get a hold of the, what did you say? It was Curry by the Sea?
Curry Village.
Curry Beach Village.
Curry Beach. If we could get a hold of the Curry Beach Village HOA, David sent me a note saying he thinks access, or he's seen access through their beachfront. And would you ask them to make sure it's locked?
Maybe it should be blocked off at the beach end.
So, and from that, Chief, maybe we can ask one of our guys to take a look at that place between 5 and 7. And if the guys are out there, maybe we'll just wait for them to come in. But just kind of like he did in the last section, let them know it's not acceptable. Thank you, David.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
I make a motion we continue the meeting till Monday at 5 p.m.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you on the phone.
Thank you, department heads. Please let your teams know we appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.